County Water District Administration and Finance Issues Committee meeting to order. Today is June 12th. It is 12 noon. Can we please have roll call?
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Moswa. Director Nguyen. Director Jung.
Present.
Director Green. Director Wiegand.
Here.
Director Tran. Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Sheldon, Director Bilodeau?
Present at 20 Civic Center. Thank you.
Thank you. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay, thank you, Mr. General Manager. Any visitors' participation on items? Any member of public wish to comment for up to 3 minutes to the board on any items that is not listed on the agenda but within the subject matter jurisdiction of the district? I guess hearing and seeing none. Okay. And let us move on to our consent calendar, which consists of items number 1 through 7. Does anyone wish to pull any items for discussion? If not, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, move consent.
Jung. Second. Meeks, second.
Thank you. We have a motion from Director Jung and seconded by Director Meeks. Let's have a roll call vote.
Roll call, Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Moswa?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you. Next item is item number 8, pre-audit meeting with auditors for compliance with auditing standards board. Mr. General Manager.
CFO Randy Fickle. Take this, Mr. Chair.
Thanks, John. So it's that time of year again when our annual audit is starting, and Statement of Auditing Standards 114 require open two-way communication between the auditors and those charged with governance or the board. And the auditing standards require that prior to the start of the audit, that representatives from the board meet with the auditors, largely to talk about timing, scope of the audit, internal control approach, and things like that. So with that, the recommendation is that 2 to 3 directors form an audit committee, and then that audit committee would meet with our auditor, Jonathan Foster, from Davis Farr, at the conclusion of the August 14th Admin Finance Committee meeting, for about a 15 to 30 minute meeting at the conclusion of that meeting. So with that, the recommendation is to select 2 to 3 directors to attend this pre-audit meeting. And that concludes my presentation.
Okay. Thank you, Randy. Does anyone have any questions for Randy? Yeah, Mr. Director Wagon.
Yes, I believe I was on that committee last year with Director Yeo and former Director Whitaker, I think. Is it something we should not do every year, have the same directors be on it and alternate that? Or is it okay to do the directors again? I don't mind doing it. It wasn't taxing on me, so happy to do it again, but I don't know if there should be a rule where we alternate directors.
That actually is a good segue to the question I have for Randy. That is, this is a new firm, right, Davis Farr? And then we go through this regular rotation of trying not to use the same auditors for various reasons. Like, you know, we may become complacent or something if we continue the same auditing firm. Or something like that. I remember Randy explaining this to us before. So, Randy, is this a new firm that we're working with?
This is a new firm. We do rotate occasionally for the reasons you mentioned. And as far as Director Wigand's point, I don't think there's any rule or requirement that we rotate. So if he wants to be on the audit committee again, I think that would be okay.
I don't mind doing it. If somebody else wants to, that's great too. So I'm just throwing it out there that I'd be able to help.
Great. Sounds like we have one volunteer.
I'll volunteer as well.
Okay. Thank you. So we have directors Wagon and our mayor from Santa Ana. Okay. Did you have a question, Director Amesqua? Or you were volunteering for the...
No, I didn't have a question. I was just going to say I'll volunteer as well.
Okay. You have the floor. Go ahead.
No, oh, I'm sorry. I don't have a question. I was just going to volunteer.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Director Jung. I'm happy to volunteer on behalf of former Director Whitaker as well.
Wonderful. We have three directors volunteering for the meeting with our auditors. And I believe we have to agendize this for the June 18th meeting. Can I have I'll make a motion that we have Directors Amesqua, Wagon, and Jung attend a pre-audit meeting with the auditors after the August 2025 Admin Finance Committee meeting.
I'll second your motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Amesqua?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
And carries 5-0.
Great. Thank you. Next item, number 9, renewal of 2025-26 tax and revenue anticipation notes. I guess it's Mr. Fix again. Mr. Fick.
Yeah, Randy's getting the presentation ready here, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
There we go. Off page. Well, thank you. This is our annual renewal of the 2025-26 tax and revenue anticipation note in support of the district's commercial paper program. So the district currently has a $70 million commercial paper program in place, and it's supported with a letter of credit from Sumitomo Bank. And there's a lot of advantages to this program to the district. One, when we issue this debt, the interest rate on the commercial paper is generally lower than issuing fixed rate bonds. The current rate on the district's commercial paper outstanding is 2.65%. And that was for 104-day issuance. And then, of course, this program is very flexible. We can issue debt up to $70 million if needed, and then we can pay it down. We can either pay it or not pay it down and roll the debt, or as the district does, we try to pay some down every year to pay our principal on this program. And over the years, the district utilized this program for various reasons. In fiscal year 2010, district issued $13.6 million of commercial paper to buy the property that currently is our Mira Loma Basin. And in fiscal year 2014, the district issued $28.4 million of commercial paper to purchase the property that currently houses our La Palma Basin property. And of that $28.4 million that was issued, $4.5 million is currently outstanding. So over the years, we paid down quite a bit of commercial paper for these two pieces of property. And then in fiscal year 2018, the district used $40 million of commercial paper to pay for a purchase of in-lieu water from Metropolitan Water District. And that has since been paid off. So we don't use a lot, but when we do, it's important purchases, and this is a handy program. Now, the cost of the program,
Looking to the far right with no draw, there is a fixed rate component to this program. We have to pay for our letter of credit with Sumitomo Bank. It's about $244,000 a year. And then our administrative fees paid to U.S. Bank, about $10,000 a year. So those costs are fixed and cost of having this program available on an annual basis. Now, looking at the middle column here, the max draw, if we were to issue $70 million of commercial paper at our current rate of 2.65%, it would be an annual all-in cost of a little over 3% and about $2.1 million to issue $70 million of commercial paper under current conditions. Currently, as I mentioned earlier, we still have $4.5 million of CP outstanding, our current draw, which is the second column from the right. And it would be $378,000 roughly. And the interest rate, or the all-in cost, not the interest rate, the all-in cost would be a little over 8%, largely because we're spreading our fixed costs over a much smaller draw. So those are the costs of the program, the fixed cost component, and then the max draw, what the cost would be and the rate, and then our current draw. The way the program's structured is the district issues the tax and revenue anticipation notice security for the program, which we must renew annually. And the Orange County Water District Public Facilities Corporation issues the commercial paper on behalf of the district, and the district agrees to pay both the principal and interest on the commercial paper program. So this is just graphically what I described in the previous slide, how the district issues the TRAN in support of the program to the Public Facilities Corporation of the district. And then the Public Facilities Corporation issues the commercial paper program on behalf of the district, and the district agrees to pay the debt service or principal interest on the commercial paper program. The current TRAN expires October 1st, 2025, and then renewal of the TRAN is necessary each year as long as the program's in place. So this is an annual process that we go through. The commercial paper program has been in place at the district since 1994, been around a while and utilized. And then staff recommendation is to authorize execution of the TRAN in the aggregate amount of $70 million, which is an amount that does not exceed 85% of the district's estimated uncollected revenues from July 1st, 2025 through June 30, 2026, and adopt a resolution authorizing the execution and delivery of the TRAN to support the existing district commercial paper program. And that concludes my presentation. Any questions?
Hey, thank you, Randy. Does anyone have any questions or comments for Randy? Okay, I'm hearing and seeing none. John, I got a quick question. So I imagine that we potentially could be drawing funds from this vehicle to pay for some upcoming PFAS projects, right?
Potentially, we don't foresee that, but it's nice to have the TRAN there just in case we did have kind of a cash flow issue that we could pay for PFAS work. Like you just suggested, but at the moment we don't foresee needing to do that. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. If there are no questions or comments for staff, I would entertain a motion.
I'll move the item. I'll move staff recommendation.
Thank you, Director Meeks, and I'll second the motion. Roll call vote.
Roll call, Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Mezqua?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you, Randy. Next up, we have information item Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting.
Sure. So the district applied for and received the Certificate of Achievement in Excellence in Financial Reporting. This is from the Government Finance Officers Association. This program, it recognizes excellence in the preparation and presentation of the district's annual consolidated financial report. It's a large task to have the audit and prepare the financial statement in a very timely manner. And this program recognizes the staff's hard work in preparing all this as far as the ACFR goes. And this is the 17th in a year in a row that we've received this award. And it's just an informational item to let the board know.
Thank you, Randy. I believe this is the Oscar of government accounting and financial reporting, right? 17 consecutive year. And how long have you been with the district?
About 17 years.
There you go. Okay.
Whenever it goes to the staff.
I just want all the directors to know that you made a great difference for the last 17 years in terms of our districts, managing our district's finance. And I really appreciate it personally. Does any directors have any questions or comments for Randy?
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Indeed, congratulations for you and the staff's great work. Really appreciate it. Okay. Did it come with $250,000 or some gold-plated? Okay. Not like a GWRS, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not on that level yet.
Nevertheless, 17 years in a row, that's unbelievable. Thank you. So moving on to next item, last item we have is the monthly cash disbursements report.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, that information is in the packet and staff can answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from any of the directors on any of the checks we have written? Okay. If not, I would direct that. I got a question, Jeremy. Do we have to have, can number 9 be on the consent or it has to be presented to the full board?
Yeah, it cannot be on the consent. We need to present it to the full board.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll have everything on the consent with the exception of item number 9 for the June 18th board meeting.
Sounds good.
Okay, any director's announcements or reports? No. General manager?
Nothing to report.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone, for a very efficient meeting. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend or
thank
Friday.
You.
Take care.